Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to NCMMA Radio.
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of NCMMA Radio. This is your host, Tyson Roush. You can follow this show, ncmmaradio.com, also on Instagram and Twitter, ncmma_radio, and also check out our sponsor, Headrush, headrushbrands.com. Awesome, awesome apparel and gear. You can check it out, and they just buy some, man. It's good stuff. In this episode, we got a very special guest. It's Ricky Mendejas, co-main event for CFFC 66. An interim title shot, which is going to be an exciting fight. And for those of you that know Ricky, you know he's just a really good dude. And this is a big opportunity that we're all looking forward to for him. So he's kind enough to give me some few minutes for an interview. And I know he was busy as hell and he was tired, so I really appreciate it. So here's our interview with Ricky. Hey, talking to Ricky Mendejas, co-main event, CFFC 66 title shot, man. So Ricky, it's Tyson. What's up?
Nothing, man. Hanging in there. How you making out?
I'm doing great, man. And I know you're wrapping up your fight camp. You have less than a week to go. And how would you say it went, man? Do you have a good camp? You really pushed the pace, stuff like that?
Definitely. I think I had a great camp. You know, it went really well, no injuries, and right on track for a win.
Now, is this like a dream come true for you, man? Because I've known you a long time, and you've been climbing the ranks. You're working your ass off. Is this like your ultimate goal, where you want to be?
Definitely not. You know, it's a big step to get where I want to go, which is, you know, the UFC. So I wouldn't say a dream come true, but definitely I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, it's an exciting matchup, no doubt. And in this fight camp, do you change anything based on your opponent, or do you keep things pretty consistent?
I keep it consistent. I do the same stuff every camp. I tend not to really worry about my opponent too much. I kind of just want to focus on what I'm going to do and how I'm going to show up.
Do you do a lot of self-scouting? Do you watch a lot of film on yourself and like try to get a lot of feedback from like your teammates and coaches?
But definitely like feedback from like the teammates and the coaches, you know, on how to get better and what I should do more of or less of. But as for scouting myself, I don't really check, you know, watch any tape or anything as for me or my opponent.
And mentioning your team, you have a chance, you know, you have a lot of great teammates at, you know, Nick Catone's, also as members of the Iron Army that help you out. How does that help you with like your sparring and training?
You know, them coming in on Saturday, you know, the top elite, you know, of the UFC, seeing what they do is awesome. You know, you pick up on that. And then from our team, you know, we have an awesome amateur team and got guys in the gym like Ryan Cafaro and Claudio Ledesma, you know, two guys that are huge helps in my, you know, preparation for this fight. So it definitely helps a lot.
Yeah, and like I said, you get a chance to, you know, work with them, and they're also fighting on the same card. You got BJ Young fighting the card with you as well. And like I said, you can learn from Frankie and Marlon. And how important are your coaches, man? I know, like, Nick Catone, like, you know, we both know him. But, man, his camps are hard. He's such a pushing. He's, like, a diligent coach when it comes to, like, conditioning and stuff. How much has he helped your career?
You know, I've been with Nick since the beginning, since my first fight. So he's helped me a lot. You know, he's made me grow into the fighter I am today. He's you know, he just, everything he does, he just bases off his, you know, wrestling and his career. So you just follow the guidelines. You should go into the, you know, same direction. Very hard working. His practices are hard. You know, you don't get that anywhere else.
No, it's true, man. His practices are hard. I watch you guys, man. It's just, you can just see the pain and anguish. And, you know, looking at the CFFC, man, this is a great opportunity, stuff like that. They're hyping you up, man. You have, I guess, Little Godzilla against Pretty Ricky. How in the hell did that happen, man?
Oh, I don't know, man. That was all CFFC's idea, you know, and I fight for them. So if that's what they want, you know, and then that's what's going to sell. So the Pretty Ricky is not something I came up with. Definitely different.
it definitely caught me by surprise, man. Looking on social media, I'm like, look at you. You know, this is – you're getting the big time here, which is great, man. Cool. But the one thing I always wondered, though, is, you know, you're a family man. You know, you spend a lot of time with your family. You also work, and then you got to train for this big fight. How do you organize your schedule, man?
You know, it just helps my wife. You know, she helps me out a lot with the schedule. Keeps me flowing. You know, I got work, training. It's at this point in my career, I got 9 fights, so it's just another day. But when I first started out, it was pretty hard, had a lot of bumps in the road. But now it's just fluent, you know. Same day, just train hard and hang out with the family.
And how important is nutrition and just trying to get rest and sleep, man, throughout all this? If you're training these, you know, double sessions or doing hard sessions with Nick or sparring, how important is just trying to get rest?
Rest is all right, you know. I just kind of gave up on that. But as for nutrition, that's key, you know, being that you're not getting a lot of rest. You got to make sure you're eating right, you know, putting the right fuel in the body so you can show up at practice and, you know, get your time in.
Okay, and I guess the last thing is, do you have a message for you? And you got a lot of supporters, man. Every time you fight, wherever it is, Borgata, Rarity, you name it, wherever you fight, you pack the place with your fans. Do you have a message for your friends, family, and teammates?
I just want to say thank you, you know. Thank you for the support, my family, for helping me out. The team, you know, at Nicotone, you know, all the guys from Tuesday nights and Saturday nights, Ryan Cafaro, because, you know, he was my main sparring partner this whole camp. Got a lot of good rounds in with him. And Claudio Desma, same thing. You know, somebody I work with a lot, you know. So just thank you. And hopefully on Saturday, August 5th, we get the win.
Yeah, dude, we hope so, too. I guess one more question is just, you know, you also teach students, you teach the kids, man. A lot of do, and even the kickbox and stuff like that. What is your message to them as you see them starting to get involved in the sport that you love so much?
You know, same, you know, train hard and that's it, you know, focus no matter what it is, whether it's being jiu-jitsu or MMA, boxing, wrestling, just, you know, show up, put your time in, don't get discouraged and bumps in the road, you know, stay on a straight track and everything will work out.
Well, Ricky, I tell you, man, I've known you a long time, and it's so awesome to see how far you've come. Your hard work is paying off, man, and you're an exciting fighter that, you know, we're all looking to see you win that belt on Saturday. So on behalf of Nick and myself, nothing but the best of luck. Thank you for your time, man, and we'll see you Saturday night.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yep. Have a good night, man. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Like I said, that's Ricky Mendejas, who, you know, he's grinding it down now, so I definitely appreciate his time. The end of his camp for a few minutes, and check out the fight, man. Co-main event, CFFC 66, August 5th, Borgata, a great place to watch fights. CFFC is a great organization, put on a great, it's a great night of fights, so check it out. As always, you can follow this show, ncmmaradio.com. Also, check out our sponsor, Headrush. We definitely appreciate them sponsoring this show, headrushbrands.com, and we'll talk to you next time.